We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Lady Nazarva. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. The Fighting Illini won the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament Championship game 71-57 over Villanova Wednesday night. After a close first half, Illinois went on an unanswered 16-point streak in the second half to secure the title. Makira Cook led Illinois with 27 points, and Genesis Bryan added 17 more. Cook was named the tournament's most outstanding player, and she was joined by Bryan and Kendall Bostick on the all-tournament team. Illinois defeated Missouri State, Stony Brook, Tulsa, and Washington State en route to the final, and finished the season with a 19-15 record. That was the inaugural year for the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, an event equivalent to the National Invitational Tournament for men's basketball. The Women's March Madness Tournament is still underway, with Iowa, South Carolina, NC State, and UConn in the Final Four. A partial solar eclipse will be visible in the Champaign-Urbana area Monday afternoon. The community is expected to see the eclipse at 97.9% totality. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon perfectly aligns with the sun, casting a shadow over Earth. The eclipse will begin in Champaign at around 12:47 p.m. and reach its maximum point at 2:05 p.m. The Champaign Public Library is handing out free eclipse safety glasses throughout the week and is inviting people to come watch on Monday. The best way to see the eclipse is with approved safety glasses outside in an open field with minimal buildings or trees that can block the view. It is important to ensure the use of correct equipment and to never stare directly at the sun. A recent Urbana School District Board meeting saw many teachers spend around an hour demanding better action. The board made the decision to add new staffing with plans for a dual language school, but teachers are demanding that there are more pressing issues. One major issue that many of the teachers brought up was the transparency between the board members and the teachers. Tensions surrounding the district's redistricting plans and dual language program, as well as other issues, have been steadily rising for weeks. The Illinois Stewardship Alliance is demanding the extension of a grant program to keep food grown in Illinois in the state. The Illinois Stewardship Alliance is, as they call themselves, an alliance of farmers and eaters that aims to connect and amplify the leadership of Illinois farmers. The grant started as a pilot program last year. Due to the financial difficulties, the program might not be approved for the coming fiscal year. Contributive reporting for this newscast was provided by Lady Nazarva, Ellis May, Nicholas Ruacho, Peter Dara, and Emily Huffman. Our deputy news director is Alyssa Eden, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPGU News, I'm Lady Nazarva.